Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Do you do that all morning in the studio?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Pam too. Farts?
Pam does too.
I burp more than fart.
Oh, yeah. She
I don't fart in there.
You almost said you barf.
Well, I want it when he
Pam
talks.
Burps more than I do. She actually burps more than I do.
Yeah, but every time I burp,
and good one.
He goes like this. Jeez. Good one.
Yep, we rate it, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a monkey king. We're expecting.
That's true. You should be flinging shit at each other.
Give us time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You flew that flip-flop at me. Did you know that?
It was clock.
I think
our
it
clock
was this week.
Worked since, yeah.
He threw it at the clock, and I.
What was going on then? I forgot.
He was mad about something.
I wailed the flip flop, and I was supposed to just hit the bulletin board behind her, but it went up and it hit the clock as it was coming down.
But what was it for?
He said something and fucked it up, and you just hear Pam going.
So I wailed the thing at her.
The flip flop.
I wailed it towards the direction like a shut up you, not at her. But when it bounced off the wall, it hit the clock. Stopped the clock. It still stopped at 6:30 in the morning. And when she was getting back up, it was also rebounding, almost hit her in the head on the way back.
And I go,
that would have been the best.
I was like, did you just throw your flip-flop at my head? And he was like, I didn't mean to, but I wish it did.
Wasn't that live on the air?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Hey.
How about that Erica Arias?
Oh, how about that Erica? Yeah.
I have a girlfriend that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life, but there is no denying the hotness of Erica Arias.
Yeah, no, she has a very Arias of hotness.
Exactly. See, just the mere mention of her name
makes men drool. Beautiful women make me stutter.
Yeah.
That's why AJ stutters all the time, because I'm in the same studio as him.
Or I have no coffee, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Shut up.
Apparently she was wearing a thong.
She was. I noticed it. Wiggy noticed it.
Wiggy told me.
Yep.
And then Pam told me that you told her.
Yeah, you couldn't help but notice it.
I didn't notice it either.
How come someone can't fucking text me while this is going on?
You didn't notice it?
No.
I mean, you kind of have to wear a thong with that dress. It was very, very tight fitting.
Yeah, you can tell because the ass cheeks were very, very velvety.
What's that?
The ass cheeks were very velvety? Very velvety. Yeah, because the way the dress like hung onto it. Okay, here's what happened. I kind of got busted by her as we were like walking out of the studio after she was on to take a photo.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help. I was looking straight at it as we were walking for the photo. But then she turned around so she could like be like, oh, ready for the photo. And I was still in that direction. And she's like, I couldn't have been more
You know
mortified.
What you do in that case? You just smile.
I did.
Because you get caught.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're used to it.
I was popped. Mm. Yeah, I was popped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popped?
Yeah. That's called nabbed.
Yeah. Got nabbed.
Oh. Yeah. I thought something popped.
Oh, my God. It's a hottie.
Yep.
And then I took that video. See, I have a new way of taking videos of news girls now where I don't seem creepy, but I want to get their legs because you want to get the whole picture in the video.
Of course. You can't work out.
You start by saying, tell me about the shoes.
Right.
Right? Girls always want to talk about their shoes.
They do.
And it doesn't seem creepy.
No.
You're down, you know, filming up their legs.
Exactly. Right? See, when I do that, I meet their shoes and my balls.
And then you ask for it again.
Then I get the pepper spray.
Yeah, didn't we hear that's a fetish?
Yeah,
from Dolly on
the
Monday.
Stripper, Dolly.
Guys, what was the fetish?
Guys will pay her to kick them in the balls with her heels.
Right.
Yeah,
$200 a pop.
$200.
Yeah. Right. And then AJ touched her feet.
Right, because he made me, and they were dry. She needs moisturizing.
Right, but did she have nice feet?
Would you rather her feet be wet?
They look nice. No, but they could be.
Right, you don't want them to be sweaty.
Okay, if it was like grabbing two pieces of toast, okay? They were like, they had the consistency. They need a little
some butter.
They need some butter. They were very nice.
But no jam.
Very nice looking, but they need a little moisturizing.
Cocoa butter?
Exactly, right. Yeah, mine are moist and hers are.
So what did you feel when you were touching her feet?
When I touched, my hand went around the top of her foot and my thumb went into the arch. And it just felt dry, like a cracker.
Right. Yeah. But what did you feel? Because you have like a foot fetish.
I just ran my hand up her foot.
But did it do anything for you?
What?
There's my answer.
There you go.
Look at you, you're turning red.
Oh my God, you did.
I don't think it's possible. I'm too tan.
Yeah. That's tremendous.
Thank you. Oh, you can see? I better sit down then.
She had beautiful breasts. We're not talking about Erica Arias.
No, now. We moved on.
Right?
Dolly. We're Dolly.
I'm not
now.
Saying she doesn't have beautiful, but we would never talk about a respected newswoman
right
in that way.
Right. We should probably just stop the part right
talking
now.
About the stripper now.
That one. Yes.
Right. What was her name? Dolly.
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 Right. Dolly.
Beautiful breasts.
She juggled them. She juggled them in the
very right. proud of them.
Yes, that's right. She didn't she had a trip with them,
yeah,
like up and down. Like she pulled them out and like.
It was
a little juggling act there.
It was. It really was.
Then she stuck her tongue out like Gene Simmons.
She did.
Like, so she did the juggle, then she stuck her tongue out for the video.
Fun for the
which, by the way, the video is not on any of the radio station sites or the station Facebook.
Nope. Yep.
But we tried to get Pam to motorboat.
Right, we found out she's more of a sailor.
What's your deal with that?
I don't know.
You seem like you would like that, and
no,
you didn't like that.
I wasn't really. I didn't know how to handle it, and I wasn't. I don't know. It was like awkward.
Pam's more of a sunfish person.
All right, so can I say
awkward now?
Right. So
yeah,
can
I was like, I don't want my face in there, really.
Right.
I didn't want it in there
because you don't know who else was there.
Mm-mm.
You don't have like some guy's like saliva is in there from.
I don't know. It's like that's what I picture.
2 hours
like,
ago.
Yeah, that's what I picture, and it's just like
you want it fresh.
Know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think I just asked her that on the air, didn't I? Like, do you wipe yourself down after a lap dance?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And she like, does. You're right. You're right.
Yep. You said like baby wipes.
Right.
I don't know.
And like hand job.
You didn't seem into it.
I wasn't too into it, no.
No. Yeah, so if she wasn't a stripper, but same girl, not a stripper.
Freshly showered.
And you had a beer in you, would you be into it?
Yeah. The non-stripper, yeah. Because that she's a stripper, I don't know. It's like a
it's
mental
like
block.
It's like dirty girl.
It's like I can't get there.
Yeah. Plus, I've never been really into strippers because of that.
Right.
I'm like, not into it.
I
you know,
know,
strippers are generally more into girls than they are guys because they're tired of guys.
Exactly.
Ogling.
Yeah. We're ogling.
Acting
they
like
get
you
the
three.
Very lowest end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Not that guys that go to strip joints are bad. You know who we're talking about.
Yeah, those
you guys.
The ones
not you,
with.
The other guy that you look at and say, holy shit.
Yeah, the one you always like move
up.
Away from when they come in. Yeah.
The one that cuts the hole in his pocket.
Right, right. The one
not that that's a bad thing.
The one that spent way too much time in the bathroom.
I don't want to lose those guys if they listen to us now.
I mean.
We want everyone to listen.
Right. The reason why the soles of your shoes fell off your feet when you walked
What's
away.
What's wrong with that? What the hell?
You could listen, but we're going to judge you for your terrible decision.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing.
He's keeping
to
it
do.
To himself.
Right. Well,
that's
trying
true.
To.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, the one that doesn't cut the hole in the pants pocket and
just pulls it out.
It right out.
The one with the permanent wear mark
like
on his
guys.
Crotch.
Right. Yeah.
I had that one.
I think you need to motorboat someone on the show.
Well, who
like
has the
girl.
Biggest boobs?
Holly will be in on Monday.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Motorboat
I don't
Monday.
Think she has big boobs, though.
She does.
Motorboat Monday.
I don't know.
Motorboat Monday.
No. I think I'm going to be sick
wah,
on
wah.
We'll have the senator motorboat a stripper.
Nice.
The next time we have Blumenthal in. Yeah.
You say his name. Blumenthal. Blumenthal.
It'd be the one.
Motorboat.
Say your name.
I'm going to. Blumenthal.
Imagine him in a strip joint, Senator Blumenthal.
Sitting there all straight and erect.
Like if someone did like what Jerry Garcia did to Jimmy Coplick, which Jimmy talked about on the show this week, like spiked his.
Cocktail?
Soda. Oh, no, we didn't get to that story, did we?
No,
we got
we
to the
not.
Joe
we
Walsh
teased
story.
It,
we teased
it.
It. We never got to it.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Coplick is backstage at a Grateful Dead show. Never tripped before. Wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
And somebody took a syringe, poked it into the can, and shot LSD into Jimmy's soda.
They pulled a Bill Cosby on him.
Jimmy opens the soda, and he was very cautious backstage because there's a lot of cups and stuff open. He was like, don't ever drink anything backstage. So he opened the soda, felt like he was safe.
Oh,
drank
boy.
The soda.
No.
Started tripping his fucking balls off.
Tripping balls, yep.
And one of the guys from the crew came over, said, hey, just go out front and watch Jerry's fingers, and you're going to have the best trip ever.
And that's what he did.
So before the show, Jimmy called his wife and said, honey, I'm tripping. She got pissed.
Well, yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jerry Garcia wrote a note saying, we spiked Jimmy's soda. Sorry.
Right.
Imagine having that note.
Does he still have it?
I believe
he's got
he does.
It.
Like how,
he's got it.
How would he not have that note? Yeah.
Well, I was tripping him. I lost it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just made up the whole thing.
Right.
Right.
But imagine but Blumenthal in a strip club, like someone spikes his soda.
Yep.
Imagine Blumenthal on LSD. Like how would, because he's like very controlled.
I am seeing bats and.
Or he might be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
motherfucker!
Like it!
We'll say something in auction.
Let's go to a strip joint!
Right.
Sit on my lap!
I got your capital hanging.
He just immediately becomes the guy who like ties his tie around his head.
Right.
His hair sticking in every direction.
Right. He's walking around with no pants on.
Right.
Yeah.
With those long socks that would come right up to his knees. Right.
With like the weird little suspenders.
Spitzer socks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spitzer socks.
Spitzer socks, yes. Clat 9.
And then before we wrap up, we want to talk about the Marconi.
Yes.
Mm.
It's the most prestigious award in broadcasting. And we want to thank our bosses for thinking of submitting us.
Thank you very much.
It's not something we would think of.
Yeah.
But it's, Keith mentioned, it's like being nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
I think there were 5 nominees, were one of them. So if you think about all of the shows, and it's not just shows.
Yeah.
In the morning, it shows.
Period.
On all stations, medium market stations.
Throughout the day, yeah.
To be nominated, it's a win.
It is. Thank you.
So, did you shit your pants when you found out?
Right.
Well, I just happened to be, yeah, I did. Yeah. I mean, the short answer is I shit my pants.
I shat my trousers.
I just shit my pants.
Yeah, I really did.
Shit my pants.
Yep. I needed a distraction because I wasn't in a good place. Mm. And, I was looking through my emails and I saw that an industry news source said, NAB announces Marconi nominees. I'm like, let me click on that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Did not expect to see our name on there. I just wanted a distraction.
Right.
And then I saw our name. I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Right. Exactly like that. Holy fucking shit. Yep.
So now it's September 22nd. It's like the Golden Globes. There's tables. People are drinking. People are eating.
Right.
Now we got to figure out, how does this work?
Yeah. How does it work?
Right? Because if the show wins.
Right.
Keith said, there's a speech.
Right.
Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that means, like, all right, how much is it per head for the table?
Right, yeah.
Are they sending the whole morning show out?
As they should, yes.
Right. And then,
I was going to walk on the back of everybody's chairs on the way up to the stage.
Yeah.
Roberto Benigni!
I think you should do that.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't been done in a long time, but folks need to sit in their chairs and fall the fuck down.
Yeah.
Crack my balls open.
Right. I think we should take a page from all the most famous award show bits.
Yes. Someone's got to be Cuba Gooding Jr.
Pam does one-arm push-ups.
Right. She's Jack Palance.
Yeah.
You could be Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, that's...
I love everybody!
I love you,
people. All of you! I can't remember your names!
I love you!
You're the best! I love you! Thank you!
I'll be Roberto Benigni, and Phil will wear J-Lo's dress.
Yeah!
I love it.
That was... I think...
You don't normally see
Phil. I was going to say, speechless.
Up. I short-circuited him.
Okay, on that note, we're going to leave you with a Chaz and AJ phone prank. This is a lot of people asked about it on Facebook and emails and stuff.
Yep.
It's the Jerry Lewis soundboard phone prank. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Good one. Have
Phil's
one.
Over there.
Good
what did
one.
You, have good a, one?
I meant to say have I fucked it up.
That's Pam. Pamology.
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 Have a good one.
And honestly, folks, she's sober right now.
Maybe. Yeah.
And Phil's over there.
Goodbye.
Follow us on Facebook. Lots of videos. The Chaz and AJ Facebook, anyway.
Yes,
Instagram, Twitter. AJ's hysterical on Twitter.
Thank you.
And subscribe to us on iTunes. And please make comments, because that helps.
Yeah, nice one.
All right, here's the Jerry Lewis, Chaz and AJ phone prank. We took our phone prank with Jerry Lewis and made a Jerry Lewis soundboard.
Right.
We're going to use that for the phone prank now.
Hearing Solutions, this is Georgia. May I help you?
Hello.
Yes.
What?
Hearing Solutions, this is Georgia. May I help you?
What? I don't know what you're saying.
I'm sorry. This is Hearing Solutions.
What?
Hearing Solutions.
Where's your location?
On West Highway.
What?
West Highway.
What is your name?
Georgia.
What?
Georgia.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Sir, you were calling me. What can I do for you?
What?
You called me. What can I do for you?
You don't have any rugs available, do you?
I'm sorry?
What?
Please say again.
I say you don't have any rugs available.
You must have the wrong number. This is a hearing aid company.
What?
This is a hearing aid company.
What?
Sir, We sell hearing aids.
Who?
We sell hearing aids.
Yes.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yes.
Who are you calling?
What?
Who are you calling?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hold on, please.
Yes.
This is Kristen. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello?
What?
This is Kristen. How can I help you?
I don't know what you're saying.
How can I help you?
What?
Can you come by to talk?
I hope so.
Okay, how can I help you?
What?
Have a good day.
What?
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.